you know, like this lady here, she's, as a matter of fact, we're getting a little bit sick of her. She's here all the time. And, you know, like, when's she going to do a show with the MSO? And have, you know, have them, you know, like, compose the music?
I've done a show with the SSO. Oh, have you? The Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra.
Well, you could probably use that as maybe to, you know, sort of plug the MSO and get them on board.
I'm right here.
So do you perform with them?
I choreographed a show for the Sydney Dance Company that was performed with the SSO at the Opera House. That was pretty exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
We have Stephanie Lake in the studio, choreographer, and we've also got Christina Chan, who is the dancer, and they're doing a show at the moment called Replica at the Northcote Town Hall.
That's right.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Lovely to be back.
That's great. Now, Stephanie, we did chat before, and you have been here a few times, but for the ones who, people, our listeners who haven't maybe heard before, what is a little bit of your background? And I suppose we're more interested in how you got started in dance and the arts and what was the motivation behind it all, really?
Yeah, sure. Well, like a lot of young girls, particularly, I danced when I was little. Just did some jazz ballet, and I grew up in the prairies in Canada, so we did a lot of figure skating out on the lakes and that kind of thing. I loved that.
You're Canadian.
I am Canadian. But I moved here when I was 8, though, completely lost the accent.
It's where you go to school was the accent.
Exactly. Apparently, if you move before you're 10, there's no trace of an accent.
Right, okay.
So I've lost it. I can slip into it easily, though.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, of course.
How come your family came over here?
I know, it's strange, isn't it? They moved all the way to Tasmania as well from Canada.
Yeah. Although the temperature would be similar,
the weather is brutal in Saskatchewan, which is where I was born in Canada. It's the prairies. It gets to -40 degrees, which is inconceivable, isn't it? It's so cold. So, I think the winters were just too harsh. So they were looking for somewhere else to go and decided on
Tasmania,
of all places. It was a romantic notion because it was a heart-shaped island on the map.
Do you know what? There'd be a lot of people screaming at the radio right now saying, but Tasmania is a beautiful place.
Of course it is. It's glorious.
And especially now, it's a very hip place, isn't
it? It's very hip, which is very confusing to me because, of course, you know, a teenager in Tasmania, we all just fled, as you do. We wanted to get out in the world. But now all the hipsters are down there and it's the place to be. It's an interesting turn of events. It is a beautiful state.
So apart from your jazz ballet and whatever, you know, like obviously you've taken it to another level.
Well, then I started doing contemporary when I was a teenager, and that's when I really got kind of switched on to it. Then I thought, this is my thing. I got really excited by it, and I was in an amateur company, and we'd do amazing shows in big factories, just huge, big scale productions, and we'd choreograph a lot of the stuff ourselves. So that was my start. I feel so lucky that I had amazing teachers when I was that age. But to be honest, because I hadn't done a lot of ballet when I was a kid, I didn't think it was a career option. I saw professional dancers and thought they were so perfect and elegant and so trained, and I didn't see myself as that person. So I didn't consider it could be a career until someone said you actually could do it if you wanted to.
And where did that career start?
Well, I trained at the VCA, Victorian College of the Arts, so that's what brought me to Melbourne, and I've been here ever since. Did my degree and just got... Well, it's not all luck. I worked bloody hard, but got really lucky to get work before I'd even graduated. I started working with Chunky Move, which is the main...
Excuse me.
Which
are so famous now, aren't they?
Well, yeah.
And rightly so.
Yeah, it was really... I just had an amazing time. So I danced... Gideon Nabarsnik was the director, the founder of the company at the time. And
How much did you learn from
15 years? Him.
How much did you learn?
Oh, so much. And I'm still so deeply influenced in my own work, of course. Yeah. Well, I also worked with Lucy Guerin as well, as another amazing Melbourne choreographer.
Yep.
So between those were my main influences, and I was always choreographing as well.
How did the change come about? You know, like from dancer, is it not because not everyone does it, do they?
No, not everyone who's a dancer becomes a choreographer.
Yeah.
No.
And because it is a big leap, isn't it?
It is, but I guess because, like I was saying, when I was young, I was part of the creation of the works that we were in. I never saw a separation. I was always making works and dreaming up works, and we set up. You know, you just had Simon from the Fringe. We put Fringe shows on when I was at VCA. We won the big award in the Fringe Festival the year we put our show on, and thought, oh wow, okay, maybe we should keep going with this. So we had a little collective, but it's been quite gradual. I've had small opportunities that have led to bigger opportunities that have led to quite massive opportunities, and I've just kept walking through those doors. So one thing's really just led to another,
right?
And now it's absolutely where my focus is.
So all of a sudden, you've got a new piece.
Yes.
And Christina, welcome to the show.
Hello.
And welcome to Melbourne. Have you flown in from Singapore?
Yes, I did.
Right. So where did it all start for you as a dancer?
So in Singapore, I'm 30 this year. At the time that I started dancing, I was 5. There was not a lot of class you could take. So we have these little places called community centres, which are like where people go to do now Pilates and things like that for cheap. So that's where my mom put me in, because that's what you just do as an Asian parent. And I started there, and I kind of wasn't really... I loved to dance, but I wasn't really into it, the training. It was ballet, a lot of ballet. So I decided when I was 12 that I wanted to quit. And she decided to bring me to the Singapore Ballet Academy. And she said, all you have to do is try one class. And if you still want to quit, you can quit. And that was the class that I decided that I wanted to be a dancer.
Wow, how wonderful that your mother did that for you.
Oh, it was... Yeah, she had some regrets.
I was going to ask you about that.
It was really rough.
Yeah, from an Asian parent point of view, I'm surprised that your mother encouraged you to take it up as a career.
Well, she encouraged me to continue at that point.
Okay,
I think.
So it was not as a career.
When I said I wanted to do it as a career, it was quite a nightmare for my parents. Yeah. They're both doctors.
So what do they think now that, down the track, that you are obviously traveling the world?
They're okay now. They're okay. They're good. They come to see shows sometimes. Yeah. But in the beginning, it was very difficult. I was very academic also.
Yep.
So that choice was really hard. And I left when I was 16 to the New Zealand School of Dance to train there. And that was also really difficult because at that time, you didn't leave home so early as a little Asian girl.
So you've actually been breaking the rules all through your adult life,
pretty much.
But that's also you can both jump in here. That's what contemporary dance is, though, isn't it? Mm. It is pushing the boundaries. It is breaking the rules, isn't it? And that's why it's become such a force worldwide and so popular here in Melbourne as well.
Yeah, there's an amazing contemporary dance scene in Melbourne. That's what attracted me to be here, obviously. And it's fantastic. I've travelled a lot and seen a lot of work that's happening around the world, and I really think we've got something quite special here.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's right. It is. It's a questioning of the form. It's constant prodding at the edges of what we're doing, and it's continually evolving.
Sorry,
I wanted to ask your company, Stephanie, is doing obviously replica in association with Culture Link in Singapore.
That's right.
Now, how did that take place? I mean, what made you, I suppose, link up with Culture Link and have you worked with them before?
No, well, it's all through this connection with Christina. So
you guys knew each other.
Yeah, okay. Christina got in touch with me. She won a choreographic prize in Singapore. So Christina's an amazing choreographer in her own right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and is this right? Am I saying the right thing? So she won a choreographic prize that's quite prestigious in Singapore, and used the prize money to come to Melbourne to work with me.
Okay.
Lucky me. So, so that was actually the inception of this work, and that was quite a few years ago now. That was maybe 5 years ago. Yeah.
So, Christina, why did you decide to go with – why Stephanie? Why did you want to work with her?
Well, Steph is amazing, of course, but at that time, I didn't really know you.
No, it's a risk.
So the Lucy Guerin made this recommendation.
Okay.
And you just trust Lucy Guerin, you know.
Yeah. Yes.
You do what she says. Yes. Yeah.
But also, of course, going somewhere else to work with someone of a totally different, you know, dance training background and things changes everything wherever you go in the world.
Yeah. So therefore you work together.
Yes.
And then how long ago was that?
So that was 5 years ago, and then it was just for a short development. We made a short work that got performed in Singapore, and then following on from that, the company that Christina was dancing with and was a assistant director, essentially, there with a company in Singapore, commissioned me, and I went to Singapore and made a work on that company. So the relationship deepened, I suppose, and then we talked and said, let's extend that little idea that we had, that seed of an idea, and make it into a full-length work. There's something there. There's more there.
Yep.
So, and then we had another development on it in 2016. So it's been really kind of spaced out. It's been a long burn, this one. So that's why I'm so excited to finally put it on.
So is Replica then a result of this slow burn that, you know, that
that's right.
Working towards? And
I just feel so excited about it, I think, because there's been all this anticipation and,
Describe what it's about.
Well, for me, I was interested in this idea of symbiosis, so symbiotic relationships in nature, you know, where one organism or creature relies on the other to survive, and there are all sorts of symbiotic relationships. There are parasitic ones where one...
How did you find out about this?
It's fascinating. No, it's really interesting.
Christina, do you think it's a bit deep what she's talking about now? You've gone red.
I love it. It's, you know, like the little bird that lives on top of an African animal or something and pecks the tick off it and also gets a little bit of blood and lives. And so it's like there's mutual benefit in the relationship. Well, there are two types of symbiosis, actually. There's mutualistic, where both organisms benefit, and then there's parasitic, where one thrives and the other suffers. And I just thought, it's just an interesting kind of metaphor for human relationships also. I'm sure we've all been in relationships, not just romantic or sexual. I mean, you know, broadly, work, family, friends, where you either feel energized and you thrive in that relationship, or you feel completely zapped and drained. Okay. So I thought there's something there, and that was a bit of a starting point for this for this work.
So Christina, when Stephanie came to you with this idea, what did you think? Were you excited by it? Or did you think, I'm not really sure about this?
Oh, I didn't think either of those things. I mean, total trust, really.
Okay.
So just go with the flow.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let the piece decide.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
Now, Christina, you're a very, you know, like a beautiful, tiny person. you're like, as a dancer, because dancers we associate with, you know, like, well look at Stephanie, you know, she's, you know, like so tall and gracious, and you're you know, almost the opposite, but such a tiny person. So Stephanie, what was it like choreographing with Christina in mind?
Well, it's great. I really like working with a diversity of people, of artists. So Christina, even though she's a small package, she's an incredibly powerful performer. She's got a huge...
Often the case.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And I'm sure that you'd see her on stage and I bet you wouldn't...
Not be aware of
this. No, it's
size.
Interesting. Yeah. Very expansive mover and very strong. So... Yeah, it's interesting. It doesn't really occur to me when we're when we're working.
And how many people?
It's a duet. So it's Christina and another dancer from France.
Right.
So it's an international collaboration. Right. Yeah.
You know, it must be such a wonderful world that you guys live in, because everyone seems to know everyone around the world, don't they?
It is a small community, actually.
It really is, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's beautiful.
It's, but it must be so tough financially, with this world that you live in, that, you know, like, we had somebody that was going off, I think he was part of, was it Chunky Mill? I'm not sure now. Mm. And he was going off to Germany for the next 2 years.
Berlin, I think. Yeah.
Oh, was it Berlin?
Yeah.
And you're like, and to work with a company there, mm-hmm. and you're like, it's, but you're doing it tough, aren't you?
Often, well, it fluctuates. You don't get into contemporary dance to make money. Let's be honest. But in my own case, I've not had to do any other work other than be a dancer and a choreographer since I graduated. So,
Christina, amazing. You the same? Yeah,
same.
It's a full time job for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that must please your parents in one way. Yeah, at least she's got food on the table, must say to you. Yeah.
But I think what you said about the international thing being financially really tough is true, which is why it's been so good to come back to this, because a lot of the time with international projects, you might see somebody once for a couple of weeks and then never see them again.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you are able to develop those relationships, it's really something.
Yep, brilliant. Yeah. Now, where's this playing?
So this is on at Northcote Town Hall.
Now, you're in cahoots with the council as well.
Yes, and they're great supporters of the work. So gratitude to them, to Darabin Arts, as well as Singapore Arts Council and Australia, Arts Council. So, yeah, it's at Northcote Town Hall.
24th of...
25th, I think.
Oh, 25th.
I hope. Yeah. I hope so.
25th of April.
25th of April is a preview, and there are cheaper tickets for that one, and then we officially open on the 26th, and then it goes through to May 5th.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. So much. So lovely to have you back again.
Yeah,
and
always
and lovely
a pleasure.
Meeting
Thank you,
Christina. What's it called again?
Replica.
And how do
get your tickets.
And how do you book?
I think you can book...
What do you mean you think?
I'm very sure that you can book at Darabin Arts.
You do.
Yes.
I was
on Stephanie Lake Company website.
Right.
I'm sure there'll be links from both those. So.
Yes. There'll be links everywhere. Just Google replica Stephanie Lake.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so
both
much.
Of you.
Thank you.
Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.